What kind of faith leads to the saving of the soul? That's what Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 39 talks about. He tells us in verses 1 through 7 that it is a faith that pleases God, that has confidence and conviction in things hoped for, in things unseen. A faith that believes in God and believes that God is, and that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. It's a faith that worships like Abel, walks like Enoch, and lives and works like Noah. In chapter 11, verses 8 through 22, it's a faith that embraces the promises, obeying God when He calls, even if it means sojourning as a pilgrim or sacrificing that which is most precious to you, like Abraham was required to do, or receiving strength from God to do His will, like Sarah, or declaring the promises of God from generation to generation, as with Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Saving faith is also faith that overcomes the world, concerning the things which the Apostle John wrote in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. And the book of Hebrews chapter 11 gives us many examples of faith that overcomes the world. In the last half of this chapter, we are reminded of how in the Old Testament those with faith were able to overcome the world, and how such faith overcame the world is going to vary from individual to individual, circumstance to circumstance. So let's begin by noticing in verses 23 through 31 a faith in the generation of the Exodus. You have the faith of the parents of Moses to begin with in verse 23. Exodus 2 tells us that they hid Moses for 3 months. They saw how beautiful he was, how good, how proper, and he was not ordinary as a child. And they were not afraid of Pharaoh's command, chapter 1 of Exodus. And it was their faith that gave them courage to withstand the king's edict. With such a small beginning, by faith, they overcame the world of Egypt. Then we move on to Moses and his faith in verses 24 through 28. You remember how Pharaoh's daughter adopted Moses. And in verses 24 through 26 of Hebrews 11, we read that he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose rather to suffer affliction with God's people rather than enjoy sin's temporary pleasures. And he esteemed the reproaches of Christ more valuable than the treasures of Egypt. So through faith, he looked toward the reward. He had confidence in things hoped for, in other words, that heavenly reward. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27 tells us that he forsook Egypt. It was not the wrath of the king that he feared, but it was the invisible God that he feared. Matthew 10 and verse 28. So through faith, he endured. In other words, he had conviction in the things unseen. God. He kept the Passover and sprinkling of blood, chapter 11 and verse 28 of Hebrews. He believed in God's warning regarding the death of the firstborn, Exodus 12. He had Israel sprinkle the blood of the lamb on the lintels and the doorpost. So we see that by faith, Moses overcame the world of Egyptian bondage. And then in verses 29 through 30 of our text, we see the faith of the nation of Israel. Verse 29 tells us that they passed through the Red Sea. That's a reflection back to Exodus 14, where they walked through it on dry land. The Egyptians who followed them pursued and they perished in the Red Sea, Exodus 14. Then we see the destruction of the city of Jericho in Hebrews chapter 11. And we were told in Joshua chapter 6 that they walked around the city for 7 days. 13 times they encircled the city, showing their faith in God rather than in their own military might. So by faith, Israel overcame the world of both Egypt and Palestine. In Hebrews 11 and verse 31, we're told about the faith of Rahab the harlot. Back in Joshua chapter 2, she had received the 2 spies from Israel with peace. In Joshua chapter 6, it says, therefore she did not perish with the unbelievers. So we're taught here that by faith, Rahab overcame the world of sin and unbelief. You know, it's through faith that Israel receives the promised land, as God had told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Joshua 21, verses 43 through 45. And in the process, by faith, they overcame what obstacles the world placed before them. Even a Gentile sinner like Rahab became a recipient of the promise by her faith. But the need for faith didn't stop there. As we continue through chapter 11 here of our text, we see the faith in the promised land, verses 32 through 40. In verse 32, we see a sample list of heroes of faith. There's not enough time for the author or for us to describe the faith of others in detail, such as the judges like Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and then like King David, or like the prophet Samuel and the rest of the prophets. But what the author does provide in Hebrews chapter 11 is that which follows. In verses 33 through 37, he gives a summary list of what faith accomplished during that time. He said it's through faith that people such as these subdued kingdoms, conquered kingdoms. Joshua conquered Palestine, Joshua chapter 12. David conquered his neighboring nations, 2 Samuel chapter 5 and in 2 Samuel chapter 8. We see that their faith worked righteousness or administered justice, like Samuel as a judge in 1 Samuel chapter 12, David as a king in 2 Samuel 8, Solomon as a king in 1 Kings 3. We see that their faith obtained promises. The nation of Israel had received the promised land, Joshua 21 and Joshua 23. We see that their faith stopped the mouths of lions. Samson in Judges 14, David protecting sheep in 1 Samuel 17, Daniel in the lion's den himself in Daniel 6. We see that their faith quenched the violence of fire. You go back to Daniel chapter 3 and read of Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace. We're told that their faith helped them to escape the sword. David in fleeing from King Saul in 1 Samuel 23. Elijah fleeing from Jezebel in 1 Kings 19. Elisha, whom the king of Israel wanted to murder, 2 Kings 6. And we're told that out of weakness, their faith made them strong. Samson, after his hair was cut, destroyed so many more Philistines during the time of his death than he did during his life. We see that in Judges 16. Hezekiah was given 15 years added to his life because of his faith, Isaiah 38. We see that because of their faith, they became valiant in battle and turned the fight to the armies of aliens. 1 Samuel 17, we read of David and his defeat of Goliath. 2 Chronicles 20, we read about Jehoshaphat in defeating the nation of Edom. And we read in 2 Kings 19 how Hezekiah, whose faith led to the slaughter of 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. But also through faith, we see that women received their dead raised to life again. The widow of Zarephath through Elijah in 1 Kings 17. The Shunammite woman by Elisha in 2 Kings 4. Others, the Hebrew writer tells us, were tortured, not accepting deliverance to obtain a better resurrection. During the Maccabean period between the Testaments in 2 Maccabees 6 and verse 30, we read about Eleazar. Also in 2 Maccabees 7, we read about the seven brothers and their mother who were tortured by Antiochus Epiphanes. So such events would have been well known by the Hebrew readers. But the Hebrew writer goes on and he tells us that other trials and mockings, scourgings, chains, and imprisonment, like the prophet Micaiah in 1 Kings 22, Jeremiah the prophet in Jeremiah 20, Jeremiah 37, Jeremiah 38, who was cast down into a well or a dungeon, if you will. The Hebrew writer tells us that some were stoned, like Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest in 2 Chronicles 24. He says that there were some that were sawn in half or sawn in two. The prophet Isaiah, according to tradition, is the way that he died. Daniel, as a youth, was tempted in Daniel chapter 1, beginning in verse 8. Then there were others who were slain by the sword, Uriah the prophet in Jeremiah 26. The Hebrew writer tells us that some wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, like Elijah in 2 Kings 1. It says that they were being destitute, afflicted, and tormented like Elijah in 2 Kings 17 and 2 Kings chapter 18. Now, what these people received by their faith is what the Hebrew writer goes on to talk about in verses 38 through 40. Now, certainly, they didn't receive the praise of the world, and that's not why they did what they did. That's not why they had the faith that they had. That's what the Hebrew writer talks about in verse 38. He said that many had to wander in deserts and mountains, live in dens and caves like Elijah trying to escape Ahab and Jezebel. But in truth, the world was not worthy of them. They attained a good testimony because of their faith, Hebrews 11 and verse 39. And as stated in verse 2 of this chapter regarding the elders, and as stated regarding Enoch in verse 5. Yet they did not obtain the promise during their lifetime, Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. But they did receive some of the promises, such as the promised land, Hebrews 11 and verse 33. But they did not receive the promise. They didn't live to see the coming of the promised deliverer, the Messiah, the Christ. Nor did they experience the perfection which Christ now offers. The law, the Old Testament law, could not make them perfect, Hebrews 9 and Hebrews 10. But Christ can. Hebrews 9, 11 through 14 and Hebrews 10, 11 through 14. So what they did not receive during their lifetime, they did with the coming of Christ. Because Christ died to redeem them just as well as he did us, Hebrews 9 and verse 15. So now they are made perfect just as we are, Hebrews 11 verse 40, Hebrews 10 and verse 14, and Hebrews 12 verses 22 through 24. Note the phrase, the spirits of just men made perfect, and we'll point that out in chapter 12 and verse 23. Those who in the past should not be made perfect apart from us are in Christ made perfect. So we see in this lesson that through faith they truly overcame the world. Sometimes their victory was miraculous, but oftentimes it wasn't. Their ultimate victory was what they died, is that they died in faith, Hebrews 11 verses 13 through 16. And now they can enjoy the fruit of faith, the bliss in the presence of the Lamb, Revelation 7. And it's through faith that you and I can also overcome the world. Faith in Jesus as the Son of God will give us victory, 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5. Victory over the world's temptations, victory over the world's persecutions. And these victories will help us to win. And it may not be as impressive as listed here in this chapter, but if we are faithful unto death, our reward will be the same, Revelation 2 and verse 10. This chapter should serve with its heroes of faith to motivate us to grow in our faith, in a faith that pleases God, embraces the promises, and overcomes the world. We may not win the praise of the world, and that's not what we're striving for, but we will receive the praise of God because that is the faith that leads to the saving of the soul. I want to thank you for being with me this morning. If you have any questions, you can email me at djcurtis1963, or you can listen to this lesson again by going to the church's website. That's churchateastside.com. There are other lessons there that you can listen to. There are past radio lessons. There's articles that you can read. You can join us this morning for a period of Bible study at 9 a.m., a period of worship at 10 a.m., and then another period of worship at 5 p.m. this evening. And we will also meet on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. for another period of Bible study. Again, if you'd like to contact me, my email is djcurtis1963@hotmail.com. Again, thank you for being with me.